Hello, dear viewers. I'm George from Ireland. So here I am at this plaque. Rocks roughly the place in the foil where the boom was broken on the 28th of July, 1689, to end the siege of Derry. Of course, the River Foyle doesn't flow right here anymore. The course of the river has changed very considerably. The foil is over there. Foil is over 100 metres away. But the foil went right up to the walls at this point. And here is St. Michael Browning, a local man, captain of the ship, the Mountjoy, and then he smashed the boom and the ship was able to sail up. There were three more ships from the Royal Navy behind it, and they could relieve the town, bring them more food and gunpowder and so forth. And the town is about 2 days away from capitulating through starvation. And there's a quotation here from Macaulay's History of England. He died by the most enviable of all deaths inside of the city, which was his birthplace, which was his home, and which has been saved by his bravery and self-devotion from the most frightful form of destruction, and so on. Set up, but it was put up here by a Mr. Cook of Boom Hall, because there was a house around here marking the approximate spot where the Jacobites had built a boom across the river to prevent ships relieving the place. I knew a guy from Belfast, who was from a Presbyterian and Unionist background, and if he was bursting for a slash and finally managed to take one, he would say that was the relief of Derry. So ending the siege. And notice the date was old style, because of course 1652 the Anglosphere moved to the Gregorian calendar rather than the Julian calendar, jumped forward 12 days. It makes me think, why do the apprentice boys, they have some sort of march on the 12th of August? But I don't know what that's commemorating, because that still wouldn't sync with the old style 28th of July. There we go. It's not the 12th of July, that's different. That's the Orangemen and the Battle of the Boyne, which is actually 1st of July, old style. But here we are in Guildhall Square, and there is the Guildhall, okay, 1890. And the former, whatever, City Hall was somewhere in the diamond up there, but that was too small and extensively rebuilt. So this is where Bill Clinton came to address the people of the city in 1995, trying to bring about peace. An evil, evil monster, Bill Clinton, but he occasionally did some good. It didn't work initially. The Provisional IRA returning to terrorism in February 1996, but fortunately defeated by the Crown forces in 1998 and destroyed all their weapons since. The Loyalist terrorists likewise. So, yeah, that's it. And those are the walls of Derry, and the diamond is the central square in it. I erroneously believed everywhere within the walls was the diamond, but it's not. There are a few city gates now. There weren't so many city gates in the old days, because it'd be too tricky to defend them. Never go under the walls, you'll see how wide they are. Okay. So, not that wide at this point here. What do you think? So, stone on the outside and then earth on the inside, because, you know, to take the impact of cannon. And there's this tower, and that's where the Derry Girls exhibition is, and overall history exhibition. And I went to it in 1999, and I was told that the Reverend Ian Paisley and who was it, Gerard Adams, had both visited it, and they both thought it was fair and something like that. I mean, a bit of a nationalist tinge, but one would expect that in Derry. It's not that bad. So they strive to be bipartisan. Okay, goodness, so how the city has improved. And then there's Danske Bank, as in a Danish bank. I'll show you around here in this old building. So, wow, I mean, investment, because nobody in his right mind would have established a business here during the Troubles, because so many things were being blown up. Martin McGuinness was determined to wreck his own city, complaining about unemployment, which he deliberately caused, complaining about sectarianism, which he committed and indeed aggravated, because obviously there was already some animus, but then people saying, well, can we trust this person, because he, she might be working for a terrorist organisation on the other side, a loyalist one, a Republican one, might be setting us up for assassination, might be about to plant a bomb. This person might be good, but might not. We just can't take the risk, and so on. And of course, you know, the death of someone you love is a very emotive event. It's very hard to take. Even the person's elderly, it's a natural death. But if it's a violent death, it's a lot harder, even harder than that, because people are furious. They often want to hit back. And so forth. So obviously his campaign of violence really aggravated sectarian asperities. All right, so you see some of the finer 19th century buildings of Derry down towards, I'm walking down towards the River Foyle, and there's the Women's Centre. Well, I hope it really is about women and not about inflicting violence on defenceless children, because sadly this is so often used as a euphemism for murder. Anyway, And then there's the mighty and majestic Foyle, which flows through the city, coming up to Harbour Square. There was a customs house in the old days, and there was some still on Shipquay Street, perhaps the noblest prospect in the city. There's still some disused buildings, which is a bit of a pity. And these are fine-looking Georgian edifices. And then if I turn around in a second, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. So you see how far it was from the city walls to the river now, and obviously it's mostly seawater. And we're only like 5 miles from the open sea. So it's a great natural harbour, although Lough Swilly in adjacent County Donegal is even better. You can see why the Royal Navy and the US Navy like to use this during the Second World War. So anyway, I see the zebra crossing has been done in the gay pride colours. You see over here, this is it, that's the River Foyle. And then you can see the Peace Bridge there, the Johannes Hahn one. Okay. Right. And then there's the Guildhall from the other angle. But I shall cross over now. So obviously not being going as straight as the crow flies, and you'll have some idea how far it is from the river to the walls. Now, whether it was the course of the Foyle deliberately changed? I think there'd be quite a big embankment to build. Did they do this, or does it happen naturally? I don't know how the course of these rivers change. And the Foyle, two other rivers which form it, their confluence is further south, near Lifford. And it's Pettigo is that town which spans the border. And we think that's partly Fermanagh and partly Donegal. Pettigo's not in Londonderry, which is this county. All right, so that's just about enough. And I'll finally get to the river when the lights change. But thank you so much for subscribing to my channel and watching my splendiferous and innovative videos. And here I am, crossing over. See what I mean about the rainbow flag colour? Be good to balance up, have the hetero flag represent, 95% of the population. You don't need representation. Like, why not? I don't object to the gay pride flag, but I just think to balance things with the straight pride flag would not be going amiss. And there you see, there is the silvery, pleasant, placid Foyle as it is now. And you can't see the main Foyle bridge, which is around there. Which is much, much wider, for mostly for traffic whizzing by, whether to the western edge of the city or onto Donegal in the Republic. And there it is. You see where they're able to tie up their ships and so on this quayside, as in Quay, that sort of a quay. All right, thank you. And make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan7992@gmail.com. Goodbye.